Zeichel Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pilchas, Zeichel Nishmas Daniel Shein Vash Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabbosai. Continuing a little bit in Hilchas Chatzitza. So there's another couple of Yisodos that we have to look into. In terms of what's considered a chatzitza. And there's a rush in Hilchos Mikvos in Siman Chav Zayin. The Gemara speaks about different things on the beged, dam, etc. And the Rosh has two klolim. Packet 28? Okay. You have packet 28, page 2?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, packet 28, page 2. Thank you. Yes, it says the Rosh. Noshim atzovus asan nirshein chotzitz ki hu noilahem. Feinum akpidus ela asukim bimiskavim. He has two coolers. Rabbi Bari once told me that we pass him like both coolers. One cooler is that anything that's lanoi is not chotzitz. So if it's something that's for beauty, we'll see what that means. And then the other thing is och engel mamish. Anything that's engel mamish. So you have a pen mark on your skin. So, of course, we try to get it out. But if you can't get it out, or the Taz has a case of... the Taz has, like, some... something on her skin, like some type of black, on page 12. She was touching the kosle beis hamerchatz, and sometimes you can get on the wall like a black can get on your skin, you know. So it's not lanoi; it's a black thing that got on her skin. But if you would close your eyes and feel that area, you won't feel anything. So that's Ein Bo Mamash. So as Ravadi pointed out, we assume Lahalacha either Kula. Something that is Lenoi, even if it's Yesh Bo Mamash, is not Chaitzitz. And something that's not Lenoi, but it's Ein Bo Mamash, is also not Chaitzitz. So that's another important things. Like just yesterday, someone was speaking about the gel manicures, right? So technically speaking, we try to remove things like that. That's generally the policy. But there's some women that, you know, it's, you know, they just got it. It's very, you know, it's very hard for them not to have it emotionally, and you know, and therefore. So, Mikra Din is what to be mako for these women. That, is what to make be mako for these women. Because you know, ultimately you want them to still go to the mikveh, and so even though you know we really preferably remove everything, but if technically it's not a chatzitza, it's always important to know what's ikar hadin and what's just the chumrah. So these two kulas of the Rosh are also important to know. Okay, so that was another thing that I wanted to say. Then, there was another point that we didn't talk about yet. We talked about Beis HaStarim. That Beis HaStarim is not, you don't need the water to come there, but you need Royal Abiyas Mayim. And we saw the Ritva and others say that the din of Royal Abiyas Mayim in the Beis HaStarim is only a din Rabbanan. So the question is, what do you mean it's only a din Rabbanan? What is only a din Rabbanan? It's not rove of the body. So even if you have something that's makpid in the Beis HaStarim, you know, it should also only be a din Rabbanan. So they're different. So what's the chiddush? That's only a din Rabbanan. So there are different terutzim for that for this kasha. One is we'll see who says it, but one is that if say you have in terms of the external body, it's 50-50, and then you have a chatzitza inside. Will that, you know, tip the scale and make it into a roll? Or do we say, well, the whole idea of the body here inside is only the Rabbanan, so it's not going to make it into a daraisa, because is it because that's that makom is only the Rabbanan. Yeah, so if you want to look where that is, that's in the beginning here. In the chatzitza, you have chatzitza part one. You have the packet of chatzitza part one. So in the Sidrei Tara and the Shiurei Tara, he says that word. So if you have all the chatzitzas and it's say 50, you know, it's less than Rove, but if you'll count the Beis HaStarim, thank you, it'll be it'll tilt the scale to make it Rove. So if you hold it, but since it's only the Rabbanon, it won't tilt the scale. To make it into a deraisa. Okay, so that's in the Shiurei Tara from in the first packet here. Page 12 and 13. That's how he gives. That's his answer to the question of what does that mean that it's only. So it's not going to be mitzarif if it's only the Rabbanan. But then there's the Zichron Yosef. The Zichron Yosef says a Chiddush on page 12, says in the Shir Tara, the Sidrei Tara quotes the Zichron Yosef. Midei Ovri, Yisib Sefer Shud Zichron Yosef. So he quotes the Zichron Yosef, he doesn't like what it says. Generally, loymer the royal bias mine luchud v'chatzitza luchud. He says like this: the vaday hatam derubo sheinu machti the biut machti sheinu chotzim min haTorah mishum the also dover chotzit came to inu rubo. The Enu Machfer Alav Mechashiv Kegufo B'sar Mamish. Came to have a Guf of Mamish, or Yishan can be a Smaim or Guf of Mamish. Because if you have a Chatzitza and it's Miyat, see, it's Miyat HaMachfer, it's only the Rabbanon. So, but it's not Rubo. So it's considered like bottle to the Guf. Fadaitam the rubo sheinu machfid umiuto machfid sheinu chotzit menator mishum also dover chotzit came in a rubo and in a machfid, so it's a derabban, it's bottled to the guf. But say a person is kartzas if so sel chotzit gedal, they clinch their fist very very hard, so the water can't get in. So he says, that's not me mishum chatzitza, el mishum de'ein ha'mayim ru'uyim lovo lo sochem, ma'di lecho lo osu lo tefila, avak avdu lehove ela miyuto, lo shaykh lin yuzel omad avi kekufu kebsor ha'chashiv. Tad rabba came in the pnimis pia v'shinev v'lashona kai gavna v'ade gufa ha've, ve'ein ha'mayim yicholim lovo lehim pas kritzis if sochuleke, hai gavna mishum hochi lo osu lo tefila. So in other words, even though you would say you clench your fist, that's a miyut, miyut hamakpid. But he says that no, it could be that that's a daraisa because it's not royal bias mayim. Because normally a miyut is it's bottled to the guf. But if you close your mouth very tightly, it's as if part of the body is outside the mikveh. So that's a chiddush. So he says that if a person has a suffix, whether they... I just got this shayla recently. Somebody had some eye procedure. So the question is, could they go into the mikveh and close their eyes very tightly? So we say, usually you're not supposed to do that. So he says, not only you're not supposed to do it, but it could be a shayla of a deraisa. Because basically you're making part of the body that the water won't be able to get there. See, by chatzitza, so the chatzitza, unless it's only a derabbanan chatzitza, the rice is bottled to the body. So it's as if the chatzitza is part of the body. So the water touches the chatzitza, that's good enough, the rice. But if you have a situation where you are putting your body into a situation where the water can never get there and it's not bottled to the body because you're going to move the hand away. It's not bottled to the body. So that could be, you know, a deraisa, even if it's not in the mikveh. So therefore, that would be a deraisa. So when we, so that potentially, even though it's, you need royal bias mayim, but technically speaking, if you would stand in a mikveh with your mouth closed, you know, softly, eventually the water could probably seep in. So then it's considered like it's in the mikveh. But if you keep it very tightly, the water will never get there. So that could be a shayla of a daraisa, even though it's only the mi'at of the body. Because we know the halacha is if a woman has a strand of hair that's above the mikvah, then it's no good, midaraisa. That's why it's very important, we'll see, that the woman should never go to the mikvah alone. Right, a lot of times this comes up recently. Women, can I go alone? No, you can never go alone. Because the point is you need the mikvah lady to watch that the whole thing is below the... Even though it does say Shulchan Aruch, she wears a certain type of net that'll assure that she can go alone, but we're not so much that she'll know how to put it on properly. And so we never... Basically, that's one thing we have to be very strict about. I tell you, no, the biyuda is the kula that the husband, you know, could, if that's the only option, could be the mikvah lady to watch that she went over. But even that is only if you really need to do that. But the Sidrei Torah doesn't like this whole thing that the Zichron Yosef said. He thinks that it's... So therefore he's explaining how, when we say it's the Rabban or the Raisa, how could it possibly be? So it could possibly be, if you hold it very tight, there could be a Doraisa, the Beis HaStarim, even though it's part of the Mikvah, because if you view it, the Kilu, it's outside the Mikvah. Or if one part of the body is covering up another part of the body, like he has here from Josh Weinberg, so it's not bottle. Body is, it's not going to be bottle to the other part of the body. So, but okay, whatever the case may be, but we still are makpid for the one cool I told you is if when it comes to the Beis HaStarim, if she didn't brush her teeth, and it turns out that it was okay, then it's okay. In other words, if a woman normally doesn't do chafifa, and so that's a problem. She didn't do chafifa. So then even if it turns out that she was clean, it's still not a good, the feel is not good. And the last thing I wanted to tell you is about the that's the last packet here. Is that packet A here? Is the did of something that's Bir Yosum and Hamayim, Zeinu Chotzitz. It's something that grows in the water. It's not Chotzitz. So that's the question. Could you make a... Say a woman, Chas V'Shalom, had brain surgery. She can't get her head wet. So is there a possibility that she can go to the mikveh with a bathing cap because it's made out of fish skin, a bathing cap made out of fish skin? So this was the big shayla, you know, because the Mishnah says in Mikvaos, in Yadayim rather, on page 28, Kol shu mibriyas hamayim tohar. Shulchan Aruch says, "No liyud daim kol dovish kolos with hamayim kol yafchushim." So this was an idea that was discussed in a different poskim, whether you could permit this or not. Or do you say no? Like the Magen Avraham seems to say, that it's only if it's liquefied. Because if you have fish skin and you liquefy it, so it's not chaytzis. But if it's a regular bathing cap, even though it was made of fish skin, so some poskim hold that it's not good. You need risuk. That's the end in Magen Avraham, page 30. That it wouldn't necessarily work if you that's the Magen Avraham here. That the fish skin is so. Rav Tolushkin, he was one of the earliest svarim on Hilchas Mikvaos. Rav Nissen Tolushkin, it shaychus with Chabad. You know the book of the Rebbe. That's his grandson. Son or grandson? If the so Rav Tolushkin says that what? That the Aruch HaShulchan says the idea that you need to liquefy is might be a Chumri Seira. So that's this idea. So maybe it is good. If you look here at the Aruch HaShulchan here, page 31. He says, "Yesh mishol mejakem shalom bar shedem rusak havik tzvar." Chindor chumri seir. There's a chumri seir to say that it has to be liquefied. So that's what he says. Rav Tolushkin thought, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that it's only a chumri seir, so maybe he could use the bathing cap if it's made out of fish skin, because the dover should be yosom min ha-mayim is like water. It's funny, you have a solid thing that's considered like water. But then the Chazon Ish wrote to him that he doesn't think he could be makel. That's here on page 34. He says, "Ulam hagon bal Chazon Ish shalach li esdaito b'zev v'dvar t'vetor brura shekmo v'aday ruim sheyur." And he says that no, you can't use it. So then there would be a problem, that she wouldn't be able to go. So this is okay. So that's I think what I want to do. Chatzitza. Let's get. We have tefillah here, Ben.
Tefillah's 30.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so let's do there's a discussion here about scabs. So the verse says here, for the first 3 days, if a woman gives blood, there's a scab, so it's not chotzitz. This is considered like a davarlach. Davarlach is a chotzitz. After 3 days, it hardens. So it's not a davarlach anymore. And Rav Abadi said that it could be that Bezman Hazeh, that the people want the scabs to be there. You know, you want the scabs to be there until it's ready to fall off. So even if it's solid, it could be that it's okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch has a din on page 6. Lo satzim inem biyoser, lo tiftachim biyoser. That she shouldn't make her eyes tight. She shouldn't open them too extreme. So, and the Shulchan Aruch says, if she does that, Yesh Omer, she'll also Latvila. Right? That was the shaila I got just this week. About somebody who got this eye surgery and they can't really get their eyes wet. If it goes, they dip their head in the water, it's not going to be a problem. Could they, like, because we're afraid that if you're going to do it too tight, you're going to cover up part of the body when you do it too tight. So the Taz asked the question, what about the concept of Mayim Mekadmin? So this is an important concept. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. Let's see. Yeah. Take a look at page 7 in the Mishnah and Mikvos. Hit Bilbo's Amito, Afal Pisho Gvash, Shokos Betit, Ava Tahor, Nisha, Mai Mikadman. I would say you have to realize, Bezman Chazal, No, it wasn't only people that went to the mikveh, right? You have a desk here, you know? Somebody told me it's not a desk. You have to put the desk in the mikveh. But the question is, when you put the desk in the mikveh, so it'll sink into the mikveh, and the bottom of the desk won't get mayim, you know? So how does that work? So there's a concept of mayim mekadmin, which is brought down here in Shulchan Aruch on page 9. Eina tzricha lagbir ragleh b'shas tvilasa. Question is, does a woman have to, when she goes to the mikveh, she has to, mikveh you have to do all at once. You can't, like, part and part. You know, you can't go to the mikveh piecemeal. You can't say, okay, half of my body now and then another half. No, it's the whole body all at once. So the question is, so when the woman is in the mikveh, so then what's going to be with underneath her legs, her feet? So the answer is that as she's walking into the mikveh, the water gets under the feet, right? Now when she's standing on the ground, the water already got there, and now when she's going to go under, she could be standing on the ground, but the water that's already under her feet are mechuber to the rest of the water of the mikveh. So therefore it's considered basachas. So he says, there's a very important halach, kuf tzadi cheslam. Eina tzricha lagbir raglea b'shast filosa. Imein shom tit. Hava pisha deresis ala ritzba. Even though she's standing on the ground, ein kan chatzitza mivnei hashamayim magdimim l'raglea. Because the water is going to get underneath the ground. Same thing with the. So that was the Taz's question. Why can't you say that she can hold her eyes tight? Because the water will get there first. And see, once the water got there, now it's tight. It doesn't matter because it's still going to be connected. See, the big problem: how did it get there originally? Once it's wet there, so now when she goes under, she's gonna, they say, underneath the feet, it's gonna be mechuber to the rest of the mikveh. But if she had a situation where she closes her eyes tightly, so then she did that before she got under the water. So then those eyes are never gonna have water underneath them. You see, once you have the water underneath, beforehand, before you were totally in the mikveh, like by the feet, the woman is standing above the water, but her feet got wet already. So then that water, the rest of the water of the mikveh, will connect to the feet, to the rest of the mikveh.
You say that with the hands, would she hold a bar or something? A rail?
If she would. But in the case of the eyes, we're afraid that what? That it's gonna be closed before she got under the water. And then the water never got there. That's what he's saying. So if there's going to be a situation where the water is already. So once the water is there, then it should be okay, even if it's. Even though you have the whole pressure of her whole body, right? The whole weight of her body is weighing down on her feet. Yeah. So, but that's the yisod, my makadmin. So it has to make sure the water is there first, and then once the water is there first, then it could be attached. Okay, so those are some important. So now, there is a din that a woman is not. This is a very important halacha. That if you wouldn't have known this halacha, you just wouldn't have known it, and you would have. You know, say for example, a woman is not allowed to be tovel on top of a kli. Why? Because you're not allowed to be betovel on something that's mekabel tumah. So the Gemara in Nida on Samach Vav Amud Beis. Says that a woman can't be on top of a kli charis. And what's the reason? Is that in this packet? Is that 31? Yeah, well, what's this packet label? Tefillah 2?
This is Tefillah 31, this is Tefillah 2.
Let me see what it is. Yeah, okay. I don't know if it's in here, but we still need this packet anyway, so it's good. Yeah, this is, it should be in packet 30. It's in packet 30, is the place where it is.
It's in the page 1.
Oh, page 1. Oh, see, it's right there. Okay, Ishalotam with all klicheres. Right, a woman is not allowed to stand on a klicheres. So what's the reason for this? So one reason the Gemara gives is we're afraid she's gonna fall. So she's not gonna be tovel properly because she's afraid. But first the Gemara says that maybe if she's gonna be tovel on top of a kli charis. Maybe she'll be tovel in the kli charis. And that, you can't be tovel in the kli. That's the big yesod. You have to be tovel in the karka. You can't be tovel. Say you have a big, you know these dumpsters, right? You ever see, I'm sure you see when they're doing construction, they have these big dumpsters. So you can have a big dumpster that's 40 saw, so you would fill it with rainwater. You know, you fill it with drain water. It would be a puzzle tefillah because it's not bekarka. You can't be tovel in a kli. Well, one thing is you can't be tovel in maim shuvim. That was water that was in a kli, and now you're going to use it. But to be tovel in the kli itself, that's a daraisa, kuli alma. That's no good. You know, maim shuvim is a machlokis, whether it's a din daraisa or din darabon. So we're afraid that if you're going to be tovel on top of an inverted kli, then you can't become the betovel in the kli. That was the first thing. Then the Gemara says, no, maybe it's because of just fright. So the question is, do we still have the original reason, or do we reject the original reason? The original reason was Gzeiras Mechatzos, that you're going to become to or is it only a din? Yeah. So that's a question. So we hold the halacha that you shouldn't be tovel. I mean, the Ravid says that you can't be tovel on something that's mekabel tumah. The Rambam doesn't necessarily have that halacha, right? The Rambam says that she can't be tovel on something that she's afraid of. So the Ravid still holds for the Gzeiras Mechatzos. But the Rambam just says, "Lo tibal gekeres nishu mefachedes." The Rambam doesn't quote this idea of the gzera that you can't be tova on something that's a kabel tuma. He just says the din of not to be tova on the top of a klicheres because we're afraid of the fear. And the Ravid says that there's this gezeira, which the Rambam holds that gezeira was rejected in the Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you can't be tovel on the top of an object. So say, for example, somebody's going to be tovel in the ocean, right? So you would think, and this is a typical example of that, if you don't know the halacha, you make a very obvious mistake, that you'll put a mat, you don't want to get it all dirty. So first put a mat down on the floor of the ocean and then be tovel on top of that. So that would not be proper because that's mekabel tuma. And that's the gzeiras mechatzos, that you can't be tovel on anything that's mekabel tuma. So we hold the Gzeiras Mechatzos. But you know, a lot of times this could happen that people, in other words, this is not something you would have thought of, because this is a Gzeira. You know, people know the din of Chatzitza, and they know the din, but what do they think? What's wrong with being tovel on a mat? And that's part of the Gzeiras Mechatzos. So that's something that people wouldn't have known had they not learned the halachas of these things. Because that's the question. Once the Gemara said you can't be tovel, the first page, you can't be tovel on gabe kli cheres. So the verse says mishum gzeres merchatzos. That means you're going to come to be tovel in the kli. But then the Gemara says no. Maybe it's because of beisusa, fright. So the question is, did the Gemara reject the first answer, or still holds from that first answer? And there are all types of things, tovel on a ladder and things like that. So you got to be very careful what you're standing on. Okay. Now, Tefillah Beis has the din of the Rosh that a woman could go to the mikvah. So normally she removes her clothes, but if she's wearing loose clothing, so here the Rosh says here. So that's the mikvah lady. That's a very important halacha. Right? I never would let anyone go to the mikvah without a mikvah lady. Okay, b'shas hachag, the husband, if there's no. But people sometimes they ask, I just had the shaila a week or two ago. They wanted, so you don't let them. Even though the Rashba says, like, you can use a net. If you put a net, some type of net, and it won't be chotzitz, then it's okay. But I just feel that today, I don't know if people would have such a proper net, and So the mice, we don't like when people do that, and the mikvah policy should be. And this came a lot up by COVID. The people had all these type of phobias that, oh, the mikvah lady, they're going to get COVID from the mikvah lady and things like that. But it was still very important to have the mikvah lady there. There's a Tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger on page 4. He has a Tshuva about a woman who went to the mikvah without a mikvah lady. So what do we? So she was afraid of the water. So Rabbi Kivega says that it was not a good thing she did. So she was tovel alone. Yeah. He says, well, if you violate this, an issur d'rabbanan, it's overas al hadas. So he says that it wasn't right for what you did. Then there's a discussion here about kavana during tefillah. Does she have to have kavana that she's being mitayer? So there's a discussion by Chulin, Laman Aleph Amar Aleph, about Shechita is good when a knife fell and the animal got shechted, but there was no kavanah of the shochet. In other words, you got up and it came off your lap and shechted the animal. So the Gemara has a discussion if you had a kavanah to do a maisa, but not necessarily. See, Rav Nosson says if you want to take a sakin shechita and to throw it in the wall and then shecht it, Rav Nosson said that's okay. And Chachamim say it's possible. Because at least over there you had a kavanah to do a maisa, Rav Nosson. You had a kavanah to throw it. You didn't have a kavanah to shecht. But you threw it and in the air it shecht it. So that's all you need is kavara to do a maisa. The Chachamim say, no, you need to have kavara to do a shechita, a maisa shechita. And the same thing the Gemara has about going into a mikvah. If she was between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan, where a woman was forced to go into a mikvah. So the Rambam says that anida doesn't require any specific kavana, because she fell into the water. She just fell into the water. Or she was going into the water to cool off. Or she's mutter. If she wants a truma, she'd have kavanah, you know, but if she, for just to be with her husband, as long as she was in the mikvah, that's okay. And the Shulchan Aruch says that if a woman fell into the mikvah, well, she just wanted to cool off, and she went under the water. Not for any halachic reasons, it's still good. For labayla. Yeah, but Rama says that those that say that's not good enough. She has to go again. And the Shach Paskins that the Ramo is L'chatchila, that she should go again. But it's not Me'akim B'dyeret. But if her friends have Kavana, might be good enough. If the friends push her in the mikvah. So their Kavana could make it good enough. Okay, that is a question When do you make a bracha for the mikvah? When do you make a bracha? Normally, you make a bracha before you do something, right? Over lasiyasa. Now, when a ger goes to the mikvah for gerus, obviously he's not Jewish, so he can't go make, he's going to make the bracha after the tefillah, because before the tefillah is not Jewish. So the Rif says, like Tosfos, that's only by ger, but other tefillahs you have to do the bracha first. The Bahag says no. Because you make the bracha afterwards. Even though normally you make it first. But I guess it's low plug from Hilchos Gerim. So the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, the Rif, that she makes the bracha before she goes to the mikvah, before she goes. And the Ramah Paskins had to do it afterwards. So according to the Rambam of the Rif, the woman would have the robe on first, make the bracha, and then go into the mikvah. But according to the Ramah, you're going to go in first. And then they're going to make, and then we tovel, and then make a bracha, and then be tovel again, and then be tovel like three times. Sometimes I'll do one time tovel, and then make a bracha, and then two more times. But according to the Ramah, how are they going to make a bracha if they're naked in the mikvah? So according to the Mechaber, and according to the Rambam of the Rif, you're going to make the bracha first before you're in the mikvah, and you're wearing a robe. So then you're all covered up. But how does it work according to the Ramah? So the answer is that the Drisha quotes the Archos Chaim. That there are two issues that you have to deal with when making a bracha. One is that the libo cannot see the erva. So that means that there has to be a hefsek between the lave and the erva. So you have a belt on. That makes a hefsek. But that's not good enough. Say a person's wearing a belt, but they're naked. That's not going to, so the libo is not roas erva because there's something. But then the erva has to be mechusa. So you need two things. You need the erva to be covered, and there has to be a hefsek between the lave and the erva. So the Drisha quotes the Archos Chaim that by a woman, you know, there's no issue of libo or erva. Because there's a difference between a man's erva and a woman's erva. A man's erva protrudes out. So then you need something to be mafsik. A woman's erva is recessed. And therefore, it doesn't need something to be mafsik, but it still has to, the erva has to be mechusa. So what do you do? So the Shach says that if you're in the water, so you're dealing with a woman, obviously. So a woman doesn't have the issue of libo roas erva, but you still need erva mechusa. So the fact that she's in the water, even if it's not dirty water, it's clean water, then it's considered her erva is mechusa. Okay. Then there's a famous Ramban. On page 25, you should always know this Ramban. Page 25. He says, "When dinei chatzitza lo tov hayos odom machmir yosem midai." He says, "This is the original source of OCD. That some people go crazy, right?" So he says, "You can't go crazy. Try to aim the dove herself. You know, it's OCD. But then there's no end. Did I do this? Did I do this? Maybe there's something here. You know, and people need to sometimes go to help for this. There's a book that's written by the Stipler. You know the book by Dr. Greenwald? You know Dr. Greenwald? He's a psychologist. He wrote a book, all the OCD questions that he's discussed with the Stipler, of people taking, you know, the tefillin, they take a half an hour to put on the tefillin because they're not sure it's perfect, or they spend a lot of time in the bathroom because they're not, you know, guaranteed that they're totally clean after they... you know, relieve themselves, you know, all types of things that people... So here the Ramban says, "V'yachnis odom rosho b'sfeikas ha'chamur sh'hele kez v'rov kod atz he'osir kartza b'shar sfeik y'miyoch l'hafkin." He says you just have to do what you're supposed to do and not overthink. And unfortunately, this, you know, comes up a lot in the Orthodox world because people, they want to get the mitzvah right. Of course, they don't want to. But on the other hand, if they go drive themselves crazy, there's someone who calls me sometimes anonymously to, just to get rid of these, you know, OCD things, you know, to just, and then hopefully we'll reach a stage where the, you know, that he won't need to, but that's what happens sometimes. We're, you know, well-meaning people, but it's a, you know, something that people get caught up with. Hey. Then there's another interesting halacha. And this came up a lot in COVID. And that is this halacha here on page 26 in the Ramah that says that if a person goes to the mikvah, they can't go into, can't take a bath afterwards. She's going to take a shower or a bath after the mikvah. In other words, first they have to, the husband and wife have to be together. And then they can take it. But she should go from the mikvah to her husband, but not shower in between. Because Mayim Shuvim, because there's a gzeira that the Gemara has, that because eventually people are going to think that, why do I need to go to the mikvah? I'll just shower. They won't go to the mikvah, they'll shower. In other words, there are two stages. They go to the mikvah, then they shower. So eventually they're going to say, why do I have to go to the mikvah first? I'll just shower. So therefore, you can't go to the mikvah unless you're together with your husband first. So with COVID, this created a whole, first of all, we had a whole bunch of people who didn't want to go to the mikvah b'chlal. So sometimes we got special mikvahs, that are cleaned out more regularly, or they'll be the first one of the night if they have a certain issue that they're more afraid. Some women just didn't go, it was a problem, for a year, they didn't go. And some women went, but they were afraid of the mikvah lady that we said before. So then we said, but we didn't compromise on the mikvah lady, because you need the mikvah lady. And then some women, and this still, they want to take a shower before they're with their husbands, because they want to get off all the thing where they feel maybe they got the virus in the mikveh, etc. So the Ramah says you're not allowed to do that. The only thing is the Grah, and this Rav buys into the Grah, that says maybe that's only for Truma. Or it's not, if you want to have Truma, then that's where this Gzeira applies. But just to be with your husband, you could. But the Maisa of the Ramah is Machmer. And then others hold, I think Rabbi Chaim Michael Stern has a discussion with this, and others have a discussion that maybe the gzeira was only if you take a shower at the mikvah. So that's where the gzeira applies. But if you take it at home, then not. That's Rabbi Nissen Karelitz. Page 35 writes, the nearest shakol she'edo ba'osa esek shal tefila mutter l'cheinim kvar yotza me'a mikvah mutter l'rchatz. So I was gave, so some people you let, based on the gra that from the wazarua, that it's only a din in truma, and here we're not doing truma, and they're not going to take the shower after the mikvah, in the mikvah, they're only going to do it at home. So that was another, because you can't go into Mayim Shuvim after you go into the mikvah until you're together with your husband. Well, sometimes together could also just mean hugging, touching, b'derechiba, even if you're not going to. Sometimes people are not allowed to have cohabit with a husband. Sometimes, like when they give birth, and there's stitches there, and the doctor doesn't want them to have relations until a certain amount of time, but they might still be able to go to the mikvah, but then they're not going to have relations, so then how is she going to shower? So then some hold that, no, once you hug and kiss, or touch, so then you show that you hold that the mikvah is matan. See, in other words, if you go to the mikvah, and then you go to the, take a, a bath, so we're afraid one day you'll forget the mikveh and just use the bath. But once you went to the mikveh and you touched, so now you show that you hold the mikveh itself as a matir, and then the gezeira doesn't apply, even though you didn't have technical relations, but yeah. Okay, Rabosei. We did, you know, more or less. So now we're up to Dam Basulam, Bez Hashem. Still have what to do. But hopefully, Bez Hashem will get it done. But, more or less we're up to Packet on Dam Basulam. So, okay, we'll stop now, Bez Hashem, to give Chumash Shir for my other Shir. And Bez Hashem, next week, we'll hopefully finish up more or less, these important, there are a lot of important inyanim that we still have to do. So, okay, good morning, everybody. Who's here? Ben Katz, Yogi Sonnenschein, and myself.